This works. This works, I think. This
it's
espresso.
It's not as good. I just like straight espresso. I agree.
It is good. Better the other way. But this is good, too. Did you put more sugar in it?
No. I probably put less.
We'll get some Foley here. Hi, I'm Derek Mast.
And I'm Tanya Mast.
We've got two kids, Rainey.
Hiya!
And Emerson.
Da-da.
And we're set to learn about marriage, parenting, and whatever else comes up.
This is the journey of two young homeschooled Christian parents exploring what we're teaching and learning while we grow ourselves and raise our kids. Some what?
Some Foley. It's
your
a
hat
sound effect.
Looks so funny with your headphones underneath.
Well,
you
thank
look
you.
Like a anime girl.
Yeah, or like, yeah, no, I totally see that. Yeah, it's just like there's so much hair up in there.
Rhymes. Christmas. Rhymes. And comfies.
All right, well, that's, think about us. What?
Well, Derek, my aromatic beefcake. What have you learned this week?
Well, my noticeably red and purple fireball.
What?
Because you got your hair dyed. And we didn't actually mention that last show. Well, we both got our hair dyed. Actually, you mentioned it and I took it out because of space-time confusion issues.
Space-time continuum.
Yes. being kind to the space.
That was good.
And
these people listen to us drone on for way too long anyways.
Yeah. So we got our hair dyed just for fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah, for everyone saying, but why? Because we could.
Yeah. Just
for one shot. If you're going to dye your hair just once, which maybe we'll do it again now because it was kind of fun.
It was pretty fun.
But I also don't like taking cold showers.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so Tanya got like a red hair. It ended up being like she's got like reddish hair now with purple roots.
I was going to go for like a really pink burgundy look.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have that. They were out of novelty colors. And honestly, we went to like the cheapest place we could find because we were like, if our hair gets destroyed, it will grow back. And yeah.
Yes.
And then they said, well, we don't have this, but we can mix this. And it was kind of like a rose gold look. And they were going to do a purple shadow root. If you don't know what a shadow root is, it's okay. I didn't either before. Anyways, it came out red with purple roots, and that's okay. I feel like a Black Widow, so
it looks amazing. And you've got new glasses, new fancy glasses, so you are just super fly right now.
Yeah, if anyone's looking for cheap glasses, but like the quality is good too. I was admiring someone's glasses, and she told me about Zenni Optical. This feels like an ad, but it's not.
Sponsor!
No, they're not sponsoring us. But if they want to, that's okay. Because anyways, you go in and you can try on things through AR.
Yeah. So you take a picture of yourself.
And then you plop them on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have your prescription, I needed to update my glasses because of seeing the eye doctor, optometrist. And so there was frames that were all the way down to like $6 or like $20 or $30, like highest. I'm sure they probably had a few more that were expensive. And then you add in your lenses. So we're looking at like $40, $50, $60 a pop. Which I don't know where you get your glasses, but that is awesome for us.
Yeah,
even
it's
like
really good.
Relatable to Costco and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, we
it's cheaper than Costco.
We got three pairs of prescription lenses, glasses for what, $110 or something like that.
That sounds about right. I did
which
not choose the cheapest options.
Amazing.
I chose options that I really liked. What was that?
That was
notification captions.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Is it a Christmas surprise?
It is not a Christmas surprise. Okay. I do have Christmas surprises in the works. Actually, I need to get on that. Christmas is coming soon.
Yeah, I haven't ordered any of your gifts. The kids' gifts have been here for a while, and I haven't. Well. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
Have you just been trying to figure out how to execute the plan? Because, so this is fun with finances and stuff.
It's easy for you.
It is easy for me because you never look at YNAB. And, or like I tend to be more proactive about entering.
I do look at YNAB, but still, I don't normally see.
Mm-hmm.
I look at YNAB to put things in. I don't, I'm not even sure if I know how to see past. Oh, that's bad. Anyways, but you see like credit card charges that come in when you're doing finances.
I generally go through and approve all of the transactions and stuff so that we know that we have everything. And then I got to ask Tanya, oh, what is this charge for, you know, $690 from Amazon?
$690? Oh my goodness.
Did you get me 3 hoverboards? No.
I would not spend $690.
No, she does not. But
it's okay, though. I have Christmas elves that I have tasked to purchase gifts. That, I mean, that's how I always manage to surprise you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are very good at it.
And then I don't ever pay them back. And then it's an extra perk. I'm just kidding. I do pay them back.
Oh,
Christmas elves, if you are listening, I pay you back. I promise.
Yes. Yes. So... Oh, you asked me how what I've been up to or what I've been learning.
And you had blue hair.
Oh, yes, I had blue hair. I had blue hair and a blue beard.
We're so scattered today.
If you want to see pictures of this, you can
go
to...
I put one on Set to Learn, didn't I?
Yeah, you put one on Instagram, Set to Learn. Instagram.com/Set to Learn. So you can go check it out there. And we post stories occasionally. I'm trying to increase the number of posts to our story for funsies.
Yeah, there's something about managing 5 different social media handles that makes one do a poor job sometimes on the ones that can slide.
Mm-hmm. But okay, I'm not doing Tech Reformation anymore, so I can spend more time on updating Instagram stories. I've got like 5 extra hours a week now.
What was the most interesting comment that you got about your hair?
So there was...
The most interesting one I got was why, with no follow-up question, which is fine. It's fine.
Yeah, there was a lot of whys. There was one person who's like, so the
people
blue
were
in my
really
hair,
positive, though. I didn't expect so much positivity. A lot of people loved it. It's fine if they didn't, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blue in my hair was more subtle. It was kind of darker. We didn't bleach our hair or anything to get our hair dyed, so it was darker. So you could see the blue pretty clearly at the beginning, but sometimes only in the right light. And someone was like, "Do you have blue hair?" And I was like, "Yeah, actually, I just got it done today." And she's like, "Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I should ask because I mean, I don't know if you're sick or like something. Like, I don't know." She just clearly didn't quite know what to do and. That situation when she really wanted to know if my hair was
sick
blue.
And I'm turning into a blueberry.
Yes. Yes. So what have I learned this week? Actually, I would like to propose. This is the second proposition if per week that we change the section to be what we are learning and experiencing. What do you think?
Because I think that you're just trying to get out of giving me quarters for things that.
Well, no, but this was a story that you really wanted me to talk about on the podcast, but I don't quite know how to cram it into a category of learning. Basically, there was this dog on the job site, and it was a really cute dog. I swear,
you learned to never trust a dog. That's what you learned.
Okay, sure, we can do that. Yeah. So
I forgot about this. I'm so excited to hear it again.
So there's this little dog on the job we're doing right now, installing solar and good stuff.
It's one of those dogs that it looks like someone took away like 1/3 of their midsection. He's kind of like scrunched a little bit.
Yeah, and
he's
like
so cute.
He looks like a mix between a corgi and a husky. And I don't know if that's even possible, but I didn't actually get a chance to ask the owner what it is, but really cute dog.
Those dogs meet and they're like, we're from two different worlds, but I believe in us.
A veritable Romeo and Juliet of puppers. So really cute dog, really sweet dog, who kind of nibble at you to get your attention. Like, hey, you want to pet me? I like you. But the other thing is, this dog is very playful, such that he will just pick up light objects that are around and just take them away.
Take off with them.
Yeah, take off with them. So, like, we see him, the first time this happened, we just see him running, like, kind of walking away with, like, a bag in his hand, in his mouth. It's like, oh, it's probably one of the bags that I had, I don't know, some lock rings or bushings in, and he probably just has the bag. And I checked my stock right there, and I was like, nope. Oh, he took my bushings. I gotta go get him. So I had to go chase him, and one of the eventually he just kind of dropped the bag and ran off. But he keeps doing this. He ate one of the crew guys' tiramisu from lunch. Just went into the trailer, kind of nuzzled around inside the lunchbox, and then found it and took off with it. I'll see him just kind of carrying a water bottle off. Like, we use water bottles. Oh my goodness, all the time. He's earned the nickname Little Shit from
oh my one goodness. Oh, he's so cute.
He's really cute.
Very very boop worthy nose.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I learned that I am old.
Yeah. Okay. So
so we went on a date on a Friday evening, and it was very busy at the restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And we didn't think that they would get us in right away, but they did. And it's because they seated us at a spot I think that very few people wanted, and I understand why. Anyways, it was in the middle of the restaurant under a speaker, in between like the bar and the booths, and it was very loud. And in my head, I thought, I wonder if I can ask the waitress to turn down the music. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's like something that a middle-aged person would think about. I'm not a middle-aged person yet.
You are not even 30 yet.
Yeah. Clearly, I'm just a grumpy old soul. Anyways, then Derek later looked over at the bar and he's like, it's like all babies over there. And they would have to be at least 21. So that's like a 5-year difference for me. But for some reason, oh my goodness, everyone looks so young. And then Ariana Grande released a new music video that's totally all nods toward like recreations of early 2000 films, like 13 Going on 30 and Mean Girls and stuff like that. And Derek was like, this doesn't seem to be her target demographic. Like, I would think of them as being a little bit younger. And I was like, it's because like the 90s right now is like vintage throwback and coming back into style. And I was like, Derek, we are vintage.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know that I'm being mostly dramatic, but it's kind of weird. So,
oh, you will be one kick butt old lady someday. I am really excited to see what you're like when you're old.
You're going to be a silver fox. So, your turn.
Okay. So I have two that kind of go hand in hand. I'll do this one first. I had a wonderful. I guess this is a little bit of stuff I learned, a little bit of stuff Rainey learned, but I had a wonderful unschooling moment with Rainey regarding a friend's cut fingers from a hedge clippers incident. I was explaining this, I was talking about it to you. This is like the wife of a work friend, and she picked up a set of hedge clippers, and I guess they went off, and so she cut up her middle two fingers pretty badly. Had to go and do surgery on the ligaments and stuff. So Rainey was really intrigued about this and asked a ton of questions about, like, what is it? What's it look like? Like, where did it happen? Can I see a picture? And at first I was like, nah, I don't have a picture. And then I was like, you know, I could just ask my friend for a picture. And he sent it over, and And she asked later on too, and it's like, well, okay, just, are you sure you want to see this? Cause it's kind of, cause it's pretty different. So I don't want to like bring it up as something like really scary or gross or something like that. Cause I don't want to wait her opinion of it before she sees it. And she looked at it and she was like, oh, wow. She was really intrigued. She really was, and she asked more questions. And so it's one of those things where, you know what, she can like understand or process more than I give her credit for sometimes. And that's really cool. It's just another aspect of learning that I'm really enjoying.
Yeah. It's crazy how much happens organically, because sometimes I worry that I'm not providing enough strewing or enough learning opportunities around us. But I mean, she also called you to talk about what insurance
is? What health insurance is, which is cool. Yeah,
that was a funny day. Was there something else that went along with that you said?
Oh, So this is basically continuing like unschooling rant sort of thing.
Oh boy.
I am learning that the command line isn't insane. So I'm playing with Linux a good bit right now for work, and a Raspberry Pi, just to get an idea of how this stuff works so that I can use it for monitoring stuff for solar. And so basically, to be really good at Linux, you need to learn the command line, which is like, you see like the green letters on the black screen in like movies with hackers and programmers and stuff, and they're just banging away on the keyboards and they're like, I'm in. That is what they're trying to simulate, is the terminal type stuff, the Unix, you know, core sort of thing. And that has just always been a black box for me. I'm like, No, I can paste certain commands into the terminal on my computer and it'll do stuff, but boy, I have no idea how this all works. And it's been something I've wanted to learn for a while, but I'm like, I don't want to. It's never struck a nerve with me yet.
You've something never had I haven't a deep had enough motivation.
It. Right, exactly. But now, with the stuff that I want to do, for some reason, it's clicking for me right now, and I'm just learning a ton, and it turns out the terminal is not insane. It's actually, it's a pretty understandable thing. If you have someone walk you through it, it's very logical, somewhat discoverable, actually. Lots of help and documentation on this stuff. All that to say, it's one of those things where some people may put a super high value on that when it comes to like understanding technology stuff. But you don't need it until you need it. Just like with a lot of stuff in life. And if you, when you actually need to learn a thing, your brain will kick in and you'll be able to learn what you need to learn. Like, once you're interested in a thing, there's a lot that your brain can overcome to learn it. But if you're forcing your brain to do that, like I've tried to do before, without having proper motivation, you're it just doesn't work very well. So anyway, unschooling is great because learning at your own pace is the best, and that's basically the point of that.
I just realized you're wearing short sleeves and I'm wearing two sweaters right now, and you're barefoot and my feet are cold in slippers.
Well, earlier I was an aromatic beefcake in a slightly different way. So I decided to reduce the amount of covering on my body.
On the same note though, like women have different body temps at different points of the month in regards to like general cycle stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you have a higher body temp in like the warmer parts of your cycle, then your body has to work harder to maintain those temps. Mm-hmm. And so those are the times that I feel the coldest, because which is just crazy, but because my body is trying to maintain a higher temp. So
yeah,
that was really interesting for me to learn. And now I can totally like, yeah, since we're doing NFP, I can definitely tell when I have a higher body temp that's why my body has been cold.
NFP.
Natural family planning.
Ah, yes.
Basal body temping.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes. Cool.
So what that was just like a side note.
Yeah, bonus learning. What else have you learned?
No matter how much you prepare a toddler for a shot, it's still going to be a little erratic and a little bit horrible. This was, Rainey got her flu vaccine. Well, both of the kids did this week. And we talked a lot heading into the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. They were getting checked for a cough, so I wasn't sure if they were going to get it or not. But I told Rainey if she was healthy enough that she was going to get her flu vaccine. And I explained how flu vaccination works and that it like prepares your body to be a superhero to fight off, you know, diseases, to get an idea of what's coming and then to fight it off and why we do that. But also that it does hurt a little bit, but that it will be over really quickly. And kind of prepared her for all of that. We talked through it. She had lots of questions. We got in and she was like such a brave face coming down to it. Our pediatrician and our nurses are really good at talking through the entire process, and everything, honestly, in the doctor's office, which I really appreciate. I always kind of despise when a pediatrician talks over my child's head to me, because I mean, I normally redirect them and like readdress with Rainey what they're saying, which, just involving them in the process so that they can learn and feel empowered to be a part of it, which sounds silly with a toddler, but seriously, they're learning so much through the whole thing.
And it makes a ton of difference with like feeling how much agency you have in that particular, because if people are just talking over your head about what's going to happen to you, and you don't have any like, let me in on this, please care about me, then if you care about them enough to tell them what's going on, that can make just, you said, a huge difference.
And this was Rainey's, I don't know if I said this, this is Rainey's first shot that she was really aware of the entire process. And she was all like, I'm going to do this on my own. I don't need you to hold me, when I gave her the option. And then, you know, everything was fine. Washed arm, dried arm. Then the needle went in and she like jumped and tried to pull her arm away. And we had to talk through that afterwards for a while. She was so upset, and cried for a while. But then, I mean, Murray got his shot secondly because she said she wanted to go first and show him how to do it. But she decided then that she was not going to be there to support him for it. I mean, she sat across the room before she was saying she was going to help him. But she was able to move on because, like, he was next. Anyways, we had a very restful day of, well, we went to Chick-fil-A and then we watched, like, movies and just, normally I'm like, you don't need a reward for general things in life, but this was a big milestone for her to be aware of this process, and her emotions were extra tender that day. Anyways.
So did she not really realize the needle part or the pain part, or beforehand?
I just think that she can know that there's pain, but it's not like she has anything to compare it to. Because like this was like her first shot that she like will probably remember. And she doesn't have that level of pain to compare anything to in life. It's just very, like, it's a different kind of pain too, because like the pain that she experiences while playing, she distracts and gets back into, and it's kind of different. Kind of like how I would compare, you know, labor pain versus earlier pain in pregnancy. You are like incredibly aware of the earlier pain in pregnancy, but then like when you go into labor, it's like a whole different level of pain, because it's like a pain that surrounds you just because you can't, like, because you're overwhelmed by pain earlier in pregnancy doesn't mean you'll be overwhelmed with labor. I don't know if any of that makes sense.
Yeah,
but anyways, she's sitting there in a sterile environment and all she has to think about is the pain of her shot, even with like the distractions that we created.
Anyway,
I have two more. Do you have more?
I do have one more.
I guess I get to do one more because you did two.
Yes.
So, for the longest time, I realized that when winter comes around, I the top of my lips go numb and it seems like they're like peeling off my face, and I couldn't freaking understand why. it's because Derek is growing a beard. And I like to kiss him, and it wears away the top of my lips, specifically because of the mustache. And now I know. I was just like worried, like that I was losing the lips from my face every, because they like go numb because I lose so many layers of skin.
Yeah, interesting.
It's you,
sorry.
But now I like, now that I know, I feel it when I'm kissing you.
Mm-hmm.
It's still worth kissing you, but
ah, cool.
So if you're losing your lips during the winter, you may have to ask yourself, are you kissing a fuzzy man? If not, maybe you should see your doctor.
My final one is that I got a tiny taste of what it must feel like to be in the 1% and not have to like worry about health insurance. We got, this is like the week of, hey, get together. We're going to talk about the health insurance options at work and blah, 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 blah. And you must decide in the next 6 days and what you want to do and all that stuff and whatever. But currently, we have been on Christian Healthcare Ministries, which is a health sharing program, which has been great. But my company has gotten big enough now that they're self-insured and actually have like decent insurance to offer. It's still like the high deductible stuff that I'm sure most of you are familiar with, but like it's not a bad plan. We're getting, as far as like cost goes, we're paying maybe $300-$400 is like $400 a month for our whole family to be insured at like $2,000, which I feel like is really good right now in the current economy. So it was one of those weird experiences. I don't know, is this a humble brag? I don't want to be humble braggy or braggy, but it was, I don't know, I'm just feeling very blessed about the fact that we don't need to worry as much about that.
Self-pay for pediatrician appointments has been kind of stressful for me, even though I know like it's cheaper. Self-pay has been cheaper than a lot of other options for us. But what do you mean you got a taste of the 1% though?
You know, like the whole the 99% versus the 1% thing that happened like a while back politically. Like there's like 1% of people that get like 90% of all of the money in the country, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but
we're clearly not in the 1%.
No.
It's an exaggeration.
No,
but
we are not in the 1%.
There's no way. But we are very comfortably middle class, which is I just realize that sometimes, especially like as we get older and, you know, pay increases or circumstances get better because we just are more.
Just wait till we're homeschooling.
Entrenched. Yeah, homeschooling, well, it'll all come.
It'll all come around.
We'll definitely be using more of our income on that, that's for sure.
So I've been rewatching Parks and Rec.
Oh, yes.
And yesterday it dawned upon me that Emerson is basically Ron Swanson. Specifically when it comes to his dietary appreciation for things.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm watching him like he had, like that kid will eat sausage and meatballs and chicken and I mean till kingdom come.
Mm-hmm.
Scarfing. I gave him meatballs and green beans yesterday and he picked up the green bean, licked it, grimaced, and then proceeded to set them all off to the side. He does eat bananas, though, so he's not totally Ron Swanson.
Uh-huh.
And there is a very significant lack of facial hair currently, but...
Well, yes.
I have great hope for him looking at you. Maybe someday his future wife will lose her lips at Winter 2.
And it will be a glorious occurrence.
And that's all I have.
Awesome. So... Oh, we do. We actually have. So I am very prepared today. Incredibly
like every,
prepared.
Like every podcast.
While I vamp until I pull up a message we got on Instagram. This is fun. We're actually getting listener feedback is a lot of fun. So if you have feedback that you want to give us or you want to ask us a question or I don't know. Tell
hey
us
guys,
something interesting that you've learned.
You're cool. Hey, guys, stop talking.
or tell us something that you've learned, you can DM us on Instagram at instagram.com/settolearn, or you can send us a voicemail at settolearn.com/talk. We would love either one of those. But this week, we have a message from listener Alyssa. She says, "Hey guys, recently I started listening to your podcast and wanted to thank you for being so open about your dealings with anxiety. Last year I had a miscarriage and it pretty much wrecked me. I didn't even know that postpartum anxiety after a miscarriage was a thing until a close friend who knew I was struggling suggested I might be experiencing it. A year and a half later, I'm much better, but still experience some hard times that seem to come from nowhere and can literally take my breath away."
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it can last for as long as 3 years. Anyway, I deeply identify with some of the anxiety symptoms you talk about and just wanted to thank you for helping me feel less crazy.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It takes a lot of courage to share about an experience like that. Mm-hmm. And sorry that you have to walk through it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the anxiety and other symptoms after a miscarriage just like vamp up the pain, the emotional pain that you're already experiencing. I had like nausea after a miscarriage for like a month after. Yeah. And it was so bad that it kept giving me hope that maybe they were wrong. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And I had to go in for blood work because they were like, even on the phone, they were like, if you're like this sick, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, my postpartum depression was the worst after a miscarriage. The hormones were so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing, Alyssa.
Yeah. So what are we going to be talking about this week?
Well, we wanted to have a more jovial topic because...
jovial, because it's Christmas, ho, ho, ho.
Well, just because we've been having such serious topics recently. Thanks for sticking with us through that. And thanks for all of the feedback, too, from that. We're still getting feedback from the podcast from people who left the church as well or people with similar experiences. Anyways, thanks for being willing to share and mm-hmm. connect with us and encourage us and... say that it reverberated your experience. What is the R word that I'm looking for? Resonated with
resonated.
You.
Resonated. There we go.
That is what I wanted. Oh, the words, the words. So this week,
yes.
We are going to talk about things that we told ourselves we would never do as parents and how many of them we've done.
Woo!
Just lightheartedly because
yes.
Everybody... at some point in their life, even if you're not in parenting, you've said very proudly to yourself that you would not do something or, mm-hmm. you know, very good naturedly to yourself that you wouldn't do something. And then, boy, how quickly the turns have tabled.
Yeah.
The turntables have turned. Just tables turning.
Yeah, I can never quite get that Office reference. I've got to look it up. You start talking and I'll look up the Office reference.
Well, I thought that we could make this even more fun by... so much of these are coming from me because as Derek and I were talking in advance, Derek came into parenting kind of like he does with everything in life. Like, oh, this should be good. This should be fun. This will be an adventure. And not so much like me, who was like reading parenting books and had like a huge stack of books. And well, my first jobs were babysitting and then, yeah, I had years and years of babysitting and childcare, and then I worked at Chuck E. Cheese. So, like, the psychology of parenting from observing there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've personally been kind of obsessed with psychology for a very long time. And mm-hmm. then I worked at a home for single pregnant women right before Derek and I got married. And so I was kind of parenting 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, while also like trying to help them learn to parent, you know, newborns and toddlers. And yeah, so.
Yeah, because so for me, I tended to be more on like as far as being really into a relational topic. It was more on like the dating / marriage sort of topics, because that mm-hmm. was what I was really interested in for a while to make sure that I was going to do right.
And you researched a lot around that.
Researched a ton, listened
to
a ton of podcasts.
He read so many marriage books in comparison to me.
It was, so that was probably more where I had expectations broken, where parenting, I don't know if I really got into, aside from just knowing what the general Christian zeitgeist thinks parenting should be, and it seems about right, and blah, blah, blah. But,
and for me, newborn stage was like the one stage that I was like, okay, I haven't done much with this. And all of that sounds conceited. I don't mean that I wasn't seeking wisdom from people and stuff, but right. I was like, I know a little bit of what to expect.
Yeah.
Generally in all these other stages.
Mm-hmm.
Newborn and teenager stage, I mean.
Yes. Yes. You did have
there's
a lot
just happening with teenagers that I don't think you can ever feel like you're prepared. The more that I've talked to people, they said that that's the most difficult stage for them, whether it be watching their teenagers experience pain that they can't necessarily, like, they can't process for them. Mm-hmm. They have to just, like, walk alongside them and support them, which is hard for us deep feelers. And, you know, not knowing how to best support your teenagers and the unique struggles or difficulties that they face. Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going off on them. Long bunny trail, but
that's okay. So shall we get into what
I thought that we would play a game where I will tell you
yeah
something that I thought that I wouldn't do.
Ooh.
And you can guess if it's something that I did or something that I managed to not do.
Okay.
Is that confusing enough?
No, I get the idea. I'm into this.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Okay. I don't have a ton, but okay. I figured some of them we'll end up talking about.
This could get real sketch. Huh?
Do you have any things that you thought that you weren't going to do?
No. Not really.
No.
I mean, I'm sure I had the thought of, I'll never be the person who doesn't spank their kids because children need to be spanked at some point. But
Me too, dude.
But that wasn't in super recent history. That would have probably been early teenage years or whatever. I don't know. So I held parenting expectations pretty loosely.
Okay. So things I told myself I wouldn't do. Spit and clean my child's face with the spit.
I'm pretty sure you have done that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
How early on do you think I did that?
It would have been rainy.
I was so upset with myself.
But I'm trying to think if it would be toddler rainy or before she was walking.
I think it was like, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm going to guess before she was walking.
Yeah, it was like 10 month rainy.
Okay.
So that was not too bad.
Yeah. He held out.
First year, but you know. Stick my finger in a diaper to see if it was wet or poopy.
I don't think you've done that yet.
No, I have not done that yet. I just can't bring myself to do it. I've held enough human poop for my entire life to be like satisfied, and there's still more coming because potty training a boy.
Yeah, I have.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if I have done that yet. That's one of those things where I'm like,
I think you did.
I should do this just to say that I've done it.
I think you did because I was horrified.
I may have done it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of for the show.
Lick something to find out what it was. Whether it be on my toddler or on me from my toddler.
I can't imagine you've done that yet.
No, I haven't done it.
Okay.
Have you done it, Derek?
Probably.
Yes. There was one time that Derek was like, I'm sorry, I'm getting too loud for our levels. There was one time that Derek was like, oh, I think this is chocolate. And he licked it. And I was like, what? What if it was not chocolate? What if it was poop? What percentage of positive were you that was chocolate? And he was like, 90, 95. That is way too high of a percentage for probability that it is not chocolate. I am sorry, but if there is a 1% chance that that is poop, no thank you. No thank you. Ugh, gag.
It rinses out. You know, you give it a day and you're fine.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. I walked in to find Murray chewing on a bar of soap the other day. There's little teeth marks in it. he was not pleased with his experience. I don't think that that like rinses out easily either. Mm-mm. So tell a child that I was leaving them at a location.
You have not done that.
No, I have not done that. And I don't think that I will. I'm deeply surprised how frequently I hear parents threaten their kids that they're going to leave without them.
Mm-hmm.
I also can't imagine that it would work if you said that regularly to your child.
Yeah. I think I may have done it out of like a reflex of...
Oh, yeah. And I stopped you.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, shoot. I did that. Yeah.
It can happen naturally because you're like, well, the only other option is like if you decide to stay here that you're going to like that I'm going to leave.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wait, but I'm not.
Maybe once they're like 13 and they can generally live on their own.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm out on a date with Derek and he's like walking too slow, I'm like, hey, dude, hurry up or I'm going to go home without you and you're going to be here all night by yourself.
Uh-huh.
That tends to motivate him. I'm totally being facetious. Just the things that we're willing to do with our children.
Yes.
Sorry, I sound so judgy now.
No, it's okay. All right, we'll go back to humbling myself in the eyes of God and man.
Be a gentle parent is something that I told myself I wouldn't do, which is kind of the answer is obvious.
Yep, I think you've done that several times, actually.
The way that gentle parenting is portrayed in the media, though, now I notice it and I'm like, really? Yeah. Really? It is funny because I've seen it tied to unschooling, too. I'm like, well, there we are. Yep. A walking stereotype.
Yep, yep.
But I never thought that I would be the type of parent who didn't spank. From, like, psychoanalyzing different parenting styles at Chuck E. Cheese, I knew that I wanted to be a consistent parent. I uh-huh. didn't want to be the parent that, like, I saw kids pushing and pushing for the boundaries and waiting for a response. And then the parents went from, like, 0 to 10 into an explosion towards their child. And I saw, like, the child, like, shrink back. But, you know, like, they were looking for where those lines were. And mm-hmm. There was no, like, warning heading up to it. It was just like, nope, you've crossed the line now. There's no going back.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought that the only way to parent and not have a spoiled child was to spank them often.
Mm-hmm.
And then yet here I am, the type of parent that gets discouraged by the parenting styles that people are bragging about on social media this week. There is someone who posted a picture of their belt and they're like, this has been God's tool for sanctification in all of my children.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who is like deep in theology and doctrine and just was kind of really advocating for
corporal punishment,
which like, again, like not saying that spanking is a sin or anything, but the common thread parents, it sounded like some parents were backing up abuse with the word, just like, I mean, so there was a video that was going around Facebook. Maybe I just need to like stay off Facebook for like several months. It really doesn't bother me all the time unless like I see like 10 posts during the day or like, mm-hmm. yeah. But there is a lady who is really popular public figure, I guess, comedian mom figure on the internet who took one of those gentle parenting charts where it says instead of using this language, use this language because language is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things was instead of saying, be quiet to your child, say, could you please use a quieter voice or mm-hmm. please use a quieter voice? You know, yeah. Still command. And she's like, listen, I am not. And then she like mocked each of the things that they said. But like with that one, especially, she was like, listen, I gave birth to my child and I'm not going to say like, this is my child. And I'm not going to be like, hey. Could you please be quiet? I'm going to be like, be quiet. Maybe with some expletives because like, I mean, like that was basically where I was going at. And I'm going to shout it because that's what gets things done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say that shouting is the only thing that communicates with your child, it's, I feel like because that's the culture that's created and like they know that like that's where the consistency is going to go mm-hmm. and happen.
Yeah.
But then the comment thread, people were like, I'm going to shout at my kids and I'm going to call them names because that's my right as their parent. It's like, I really hope that the adults in your life do not treat you in the same way that you think is appropriate to treat your children. But anyways, mm-hmm. I'm just talking.
And to just cover our butts on this, I realize that we are probably talking about an extreme, just like gentle parents are portrayed a certain way in media.
I'm going to say, though, that this was like every comment on this thread for this video.
This was a particularly bad thread. Maybe. Well, okay. I don't know. We realize that there are people who hold different convictions than the people on this thread. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So.
And then finally.
Yes. What else do you have?
My final one was, and these were just the things that I came off the top of my head with. There's many more and many more that I have failed with. Because I told myself that I wouldn't want to throw my child out the window, but I definitely have had that inclination before. Yes. Now that I think about that now.
Yep.
Expect the worst of my children. And what I mean by that is that your child, well, more so I think that when I thought about it pre-children was that I was going to hear the hearts of my teenagers because that was like my freshest experience in like the parenting realm. Hear the heart of my teenager and not expect the worst, but try to trust them.
Yeah.
And hear their side of the story.
When they start writing weird poetry about death and
nobody does that.
Dark topics.
Nobody does
like,
that.
My
not me. No, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
But in the toddler realm, that would look like thinking that all of the unpleasant interactions your toddler has with you are personally against you. Like your toddler's chief desire in life is to make life difficult for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to the far extreme, but like, it's very easy for that type of thinking to creep in, especially with social media when people are like, my child knows as soon as I sit down to wake up from their nap. Mm-hmm. It is one of the mysteries of the universe, but your child is not trying to be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
I've stuck to that a little bit, but also not all the time because one is the hardest one.
That one is really hard.
It's really easy to see it from my personal sense of justice and my personal perspective and not realize like my toddlers get really fixated on one thing. Mm-hmm. And that's all that they're thinking about. And they don't know logic and they don't know so much.
And they
know that they want gum right now.
Yes.
Really badly.
And they also really want to be friends with you and like enjoy your company. And sometimes that involves annoying traits to get your attention, to get you to come do a thing or
throwing themselves against their bedroom door.
Yeah. Yes. Like they may be currently doing right now. And it is looking at it positively is the better way of going. Because generally, it is not malicious. Generally, the malicious stuff comes out when they are being shown maliciosity. Like when
fathers
they're being...
do not exasperate your children.
Exactly. Yeah. When they're not being put through a frustrating round of social interaction.
Because that verse is in the Bible, right next to "Children, obey your parents."
Yeah. Yeah.
They are both equally important.
Which we probably have more to talk about on that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I forgot to say in what I'm learning. I'm learning that gentle parenting mindset is is to show it to everyone in my life, not just my children.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It means like feeling the heart of people, even if they're doing a really poor job expressing themselves and maybe even attacking me, but being like, okay, what are you saying to me? No, don't say it like that. Like, you know, what is
he's trying to tell me something?
Trying to
I know
express,
it.
Even if maybe it's not being done in a great way. How can we like connect and find a meeting place? Which, again, if there is nothing positive coming out of an interaction, it might be time to cut it off for the both of you, which was last week for us.
And the same thing goes for like an unschooling mindset too. Like once I got that process in my head, I'm like, whoa, training people at work is suddenly completely different. You want to create a space where people are open to being, where people can be wrong and can pursue what they want to pursue, and, you know, ask them, hey, what do you want to learn? If there's like room to switch people around on the crew, hey, you want to learn electrical? You want to learn how to do, how to lay out an array? What do you want to do? Like that sort of stuff. Give them the opportunity like that. It's awesome. It creates such a more peaceful and trustworthy place.
Mm-hmm. And it is kind of crazy because I had a really long discussion about gentle parenting with my mom this week because we were trying to, she was trying to hear and figure out how to switch when she babysits, how to honor us with, like, she's very open to trying to honor our parenting style with our kids, which I deeply appreciate. But I realized, like, how much my mindset in parenting has changed for so long. It's like crazy for me to expect that it's going to come like that to the people in my life, especially like people who have parented in an entirely different way for so long. And it was kind of crazy in my head to think, like, I've been working on this perspective since starting parenting for like 3 years, basically. And it's been like a really long process. And it's a lot of things that I've like discovered over time, not just like that. If you had told me that this was how I was going to be parenting when I was a teenager, I would have been like, no freaking way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet here we are. Hippies. Just kidding.
Good stuff. Well, so next week.
Next week on Set to Learn, looking ahead to
Yes. And it's not next week. It's like gonna
Derek
be 2 weeks.
Will call Tanya some strange term. Derek will have to put a quarter in a jar. Tanya will share some strange word that she thinks is the correct one.
Also, it's going to be close to Christmas time. And so what we would love to do, we're going to do a show about Christmas stuff for like topics. And so what we would love to do is have you guys ask us questions about favorite things around Christmas, least favorite things about Christmas, whether we like Christmas music or what kind of music we like around Christmas. We get what sorts of are we decorators? That sort of, like, feel free to ask us anything about Christmas and we will answer them all next time. So you can do that on, again, you can do that at Instagram at instagram.com/set to learn or via voicemail at settolearn.com/talk.
But yeah, ask us anything about ourselves or our parenting or life as long as it ties into Christmas.
Yes. It is
as
heavily
thematic.
As long as
it has some tie. It can be a really poor tie.
Yeah.
But a tie, nonetheless.
Just try something and see what happens. So with that said, we will leave you until the next time. Say thanks for listening or something.
Thanks for listening or something.
Thanks for joining us. If you want to follow or talk to us, you can do that on Instagram or Twitter at SetToLearn. And our website is SetToLearn.com. Keep learning, and we'll see you next time.